Well, my New Year's resolution is to tell it to you straight. And if you're not okay with that, well, I guess that's just too damn bad. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a new drone task force is on the hunt for answers to a series of mysterious UFO sightings across the nation, including Colorado and Nebraska. A number of different sightings in these locations. What's going on? Number two, it's all about surveillance, yours. And the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week, everybody has an eye on you, and I mean everybody. Businesses, the government, your wife, your kids, and the guy down the street. Number one, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Secretary of Defense Mark Esper clearly warned the Islamic Republic of Iran that trying to even the score with America was a very, very bad idea, and one that would come back with a serious show of force. But here's what has happened. The Iranians did launch, we believe, 15 ballistic missiles from Iran into Iraq, hitting two U.S. bases. But the damage is minimal. In fact, of the 15 missiles that were fired, four are unaccounted for. One went to the Erbil Air Force Base, and 10 went to the Al Asad Air Base. But the Al Asad Air Base is a 25-square-mile piece of real estate. And according to U.S. Central Command, responsible for American forces in the Middle East, there are no U.S. casualties. No casualties at all. Nobody killed, nobody injured. Iranian state television later claiming that without evidence, the strike killed at least 80 terrorist U.S. soldiers, damaged helicopters and drones, and did other damage. At this point, we have no evidence of that. The president tweeting out last evening after it became public that this was going on, he tweeted, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning." So we'll wait to see what he has to say. Stephanie Grisham tweeting out that we are aware of the reports of attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq. The president has been briefed and is monitoring the situation closely and consulting with his national security team. Not immediately clear how the U.S. may respond. And in fact, with a complete swing and a miss, and I want to focus on the four missiles that went who knows where. A complete swing and a miss, and Soleimani is, well, still dead. Maybe you just leave it there. Of course, you've got the hysteria on the internet last night, the Twitterverse, which, by the way, if you're on Twitter, you know this as well as I do, and if you don't, you should, which is that Twitter is not real. Twitter is not a representation of what really goes on in the world. Twitter is not a fair representation of America. Twitter is, well, it's an electric cesspool. Fun to check in and kind of see what's going on and see what people are talking about, but it gives you no indication what's really important to people as a general rule. And it'll have no implications at all when it comes time for the election, which, by the way, is now just 299 days away. 299 days until Election Day 2020. Tick tock, tick tock. It's time. And it's winding down. Let me say this. The president was elected in part because of his opposition to ongoing U.S. wars. Endless wars in the Middle East. And think about this. From the time I can remember seeing news in the early 1970s, there were attacks. There was the Six-Day War and all the wars in the Middle East and the Yom Kippur War and all the different things involving Israel and the destruction of Arab armies at the hands of Israel. And I say that because now Iran is saying if the United States retaliates in any way, it will attack Israel. Hezbollah will attack Israel as well. And they'll also attack other innocent countries like Dubai. Why? I don't know. They just threw it out there. Maybe there's a lot of money in Dubai, in which there is, and they don't like that. The point being is this. Israel has prepared every single day since 1948 for this kind of an attack from the Arab world. They are prepared, and they are steadfast in their beliefs, and their belief is that they have the right to defend themselves. If Iran were to unleash an attack on Israel, Israel may quite simply bring it all to an end. Israel could end Iran. So could the United States. We'll see what happens. But back to the bigger point, which is that Americans do not have an appetite for another war. I certainly do not. I think that's true of most Americans, do not have an appetite for yet another war. A war in the Middle East where our national security is less clear than it's ever been. With the United States producing more energy and becoming a net exporter of oil and natural gas, the fact that we can supply our own energy needs without input from the Middle East for the most part puts us in a very unique position that we do not need to rely on Middle East energy any further. And so what is our national security interest in the Middle East? It's not what it used to be. It's not what it was during the Cold War when we needed that fuel for airplanes and tanks and all of the different parts of our military. We don't need that anymore. We have moved on. And by the way, I want to give you a little bit of a history lesson here, if I may. And the history lesson is related to Joe Biden. Joe Biden out of the campaign trail, the former vice president, a guy who was involved with giving the Iranians billions of dollars as part of the Obama administration, is calling the killing of the terrorist Iranian general a terrorist act. An abuse of power of killing the terrorist is an abuse of power by the president of the United States. It's weird considering Biden actually wrote the legislation giving the president to do the power that he used. Biden wrote the bill for the president to do exactly what he did, to kill a terrorist. Let's go back. 1995. It's the Bill Clinton presidency. Here's bite four with Joe Biden. Go. Bite four. Go. No Joe Biden? All right. Joe Biden not available at the moment. It's okay. We'll get him the next time around. We had to go to the archives. That's why I had a little issue there. We had to pull it back from 1995. We'll get it after the break because it's important to hear. Because Joe Biden is the guy that wrote the bill giving the president the power to crush terrorists or anybody that would threaten the American military. It's part of the War Powers Act, and it's the way that it was updated. Not just with Joe Biden's blessing, but with his writing of it. Important thing to understand. History is an important thing to understand, and it's important to point out to those that are so disingenuous and dishonest when they decide to run for president themselves. All right, so there, we'll get to that. We got so much more coming today. Quick break here. It's 14 after. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE. Know your own power.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.